Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
What is your go-to street shoe outside of the studio?
Thanks for recording in a question, Allie. I have been super lucky over the last couple years to have a partnership with Cole Haan, so my entire closet is filled with Cole Haan shoes these days. Luckily for me, they are super supportive and comfortable shoes, so I don't feel I have to sacrifice style choices in the rest of my life because of a busy dance schedule. As dancers, you probably know, we have to seriously consider what we put on our feet to walk around in, because that time outside of the studio is when we are resting. You don't want to go from point shoes, where you are putting a lot of stress on your feet, to an uncomfortable street shoe in the rest of life. I used to waste a lot of money trying to find the perfect shoe that was comfortable and also good for my bunions and calves. But also, I didn't want to look like I was wearing a grandma's shoe, and usually that was really hard to accomplish. You can easily spot a member of the Corps de Ballet of New York City Ballet walking around the city by the Dance Co. clogs they shamelessly pair with any kind of outfit. Somehow these girls pull it off. But when I was struggling with a stress reaction myself in my foot, I was ordered to wear the Dance Co. clogs for the duration of my injury, and it took forever to get dressed in the mornings. Those clogs do not look good with most things. So this is why I truly love Cole Haan's. I feel I don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. I'm able to have the best of both worlds. I don't know if you have put on a pair of Cole Haan shoes recently, but they are super lightweight and comfortable, as well as being a very trendy brand. My go-to Cole Haan shoe this summer was the Zero Grand Slide sandal in sand shell, which is kind of like a beige color, but they come in many other color combos. Sarah Mearns, another principal in my company, got through our entire 5 weeks of touring this summer wearing the Zero Grand Slide sandal in black. She had a bruised metatarsal in the bottom of her foot, and our physical therapist wouldn't let her wear anything else. So they're that comfortable. For me, my choices on shoes are usually based on how much shock absorption a shoe has, because this affects how much stress each step you take puts on your lower legs. I can't afford to have shoes that make my calves more sore just from walking around in daily life. My calves are already sore enough from my job. I have to have shoes that allow my legs to rest. The second choice I make when deciding on a shoe is based on fit. I have bunions on both sides of my feet, one by the big toe and one by the pinky toe. This is from years of point work. So certain shoes don't fit because of this, and certain shoes can also make my bunions worse, particularly a shoe that doesn't have some type of strap or support in the midfoot. And then last but not least, I need a bit of arch support. This isn't easy to find in every pair of shoes, because the high arches most of us have as dancers are not the case for the rest of the world. But as dancers, we need to make sure this part of our foot has support. So if I have a sneaker, for example, I take the inner sole out and add my orthotics from my chiropractor. Orthotics are custom insoles that give your foot the exact support it needs. You can also buy orthotics in a running store. They won't be tailor-made to you, but you can get pretty close. Make sure you speak with someone who works in the store so you can find the proper height of arch support for your foot, because everyone is different. Of course, when it comes to special occasions, I let myself wear heels. Having spent a whole year on Broadway, literally running and dancing in 3-inch heels 8 shows a week, I have become pretty sturdy in heels, but I definitely save them for special occasions. I can always tell the next day at work when I have been wearing heels the night before. My calves are more tight and the bones in my feet and ankles are out of place. But sometimes it is so worth it. Plus, tennis shoes don't go well with gala dresses. I hope this answers your question, Allie, and thanks for recording in. Thanks for tuning in to Ask Megan. We will be back next week with another new episode. If you would like to ask me a question about ballet, please go to balancingpoint.com, as well as premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Have a wonderful August.